ever heard of either souse or hog cheese? Hog head cheese? Or souse?
Souse sounds kind of familiar. But as far as just really knowing what they were talking about, I didn't.
Do you know of anything made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
No.
Okay. It gets worse. How about the blood? Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood? Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
No.
It's cornmeal and hog souse stuff. If you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't smell right, you'd say your butter had gotten...
Ruined.
Okay. You'd use ruined for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were talking about thick, sour milk, you'd call it...
Buttermilk? Blanky?
Blanky. Right. Blanky.
Yes. Tastes blanky.
You know, now, a long time ago, they used to keep sour milk on hand, and they call have you ever heard of it? It's called clabber.
Yeah, right.
Would they call it clabbered milk or just clabber?
Clabbered milk.
Mm-hmm. And what would they make from it?
It seems like they usually put it in, used it in their cooking, like cornbread especially, was made, and,
How about a kind of cheese, do you know?
I don't know any kind of cheese.
Okay. Cottage cheese. It's made out of clabber.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what they tell me.
I'm not much of a cottage cheese eater.
Right after milking, they pour the milk through a cloth or something.
Cheesecloth.
Okay, and then when they pour it through that type of that cheesecloth, they say what they're doing to it is... To get the impurities out of anything, I guess you'd say you're
straining it.
Mm-hmm. A type of pie that's baked in a deep dish. That's got like a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit, like peaches or something, and then another layer of crust.
Cobbler.
Now it's sort of if you took some milk and thickened it.
Bowen, take him outside and y'all play out there, okay, until we get through.
If you took some milk and you thickened it up and sweetened it, and to pour over anything, like to pour over pudding perhaps or something, you'd call that a...
Whipped cream.
Okay. Now, if you were making something to pour over, say dressing, what would you call that?
Sauce.
Okay. If somebody had a good appetite, you'd say he really likes to put away his... really likes to put away his... It's so simple.
Food.
Sure. That's right. Food that you take between your regular meals, you call it...
Snack.
Now, talking about breakfast, you'd say tomorrow morning at whatever time, at 7 o'clock, I will...
Eat breakfast.
And yesterday at that time
I had already eaten.
Mm-hmm. And last week every day I
ate.
What do you call the beverage, the hot beverage that people drink at breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you were talking about the way coffee's prepared, you don't say you're gonna cook coffee, you say
perk.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And at the table, you drink it out of what?
A glass.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, but now I didn't...
Break it.
But somebody else has...
Broken it.
If I ask you, if you've been really thirsty, and I ask you, how much did you drink, you'd say, yeah.